Parts of North Carolina looked like something out of a sci-fi movie this week, a thick yellow haze hovering in the air. It was not the apocalypse, but rather a huge amount of tree pollen. Pollen counts are spiking again today and will stay high for the rest of the week. And joining me now is Dr. Richard Herring, an allergist and immunologist with the Carolina Asthma and Allergy Center in Charlotte. Dr. Herring, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And first of all, just tell us what it was like earlier this week when this cloud of tree pollen descended on your state.
Well, we definitely saw a lot of patients who were feeling it. Earlier in the week, we did have much higher pollen counts. What's also interesting is that we're seeing levels of weed pollens and grass pollens kind of early, too.
And is this because you had so much rain in the last several months in North Carolina?
I think the rain did have a lot to do with it. I think it just encourages more pollen release. So we're seeing the typical high tree pollen counts, but also very high mold spore counts. Mm-hmm. But partly because of all the rain and the humidity.
So what kind of symptoms are people coming in with?
We see a lot of allergic conditions. One of the biggest ones is just classic hay fever. But we're seeing a lot of asthma flare-ups now, too.
And what do you tell people to do about it?
We usually talk about their typical allergen avoidance measures. We go over their medications that they might be taking or maybe make some changes in their medications. And some of them are on long-term plans, such as immunotherapy or allergy shot programs. The avoidance measures for pollen, we do talk about, you know, washing off after busy days outside and maybe changing clothes and just having an awareness of where that allergen comes from.
Is there relief in sight, or do you think this is going to go on for many months?
It usually goes on for a number of months. So we're about to emerge into grass pollen season, and that can really give people a fit. We have some who do a little better during the summer months and some who still suffer. But then, you know, fall allergens such as ragweed, that'll start to kick in the fall. And so there are some who just don't really get a break from it.
Now, you're a doctor, not a meteorologist. But I have to say, when I see that North Carolina is having a problem with pollen right now, I think it's only going to be a matter of time before it starts to move up the East Coast and up into the northern part of this country. Do you expect that?
That's right. Well, yep. So I think we usually, from our perspective here, we talk about with those patients who move here from, say, New England area, and definitely notice that the seasons are longer and it seems to start earlier. But I think as you move further up the Eastern Corridor, probably if they haven't felt it yet, it's about that time.
It's coming. It's coming. Do you suffer from seasonal allergies?
I have had an experience with it. I don't think mine have been as severe as some of the patients we see here. I know what it feels like because I'll have a few weeks of suffering, and it can be pretty miserable. It's like the cold that never goes away. Mm-hmm. My wife went through it and went through a course of allergy shots, and that was the one thing that changed it for her, and it was like a 180 for her.
Do you think there'll be any point when there's a cure for allergies?
Cure is, that one's harder to say. I think what we have now, we have a lot of immune-changing type treatments. So immunotherapy, and there may be some other things on the horizon. Immunotherapy has more to do with just, you know, typical allergy shots, but can actually reverse it for a lot of patients.
That is Dr. Richard Herring, an allergist and immunologist with the Carolina Asthma and Allergy Center. He's in Charlotte. Dr. Herring, thank you.
Thank you for having me.